Do you know what I like for breakfast? A bit of Ben and Marv.
Desmond had a market in the Barrow marketplace. Molly is a singer in a band. Desmond said to Molly, girl, I like your face. And Molly says this as she takes him by the hand. Hey! Oh, bloody, oh, blada, life goes on. Oh, ah, la, 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 life goes. Ho! Oh. Hey. This is the Shinny Bremer Show on FCO Radio! We're back again, ladies and gentlemen.
Saturday!
Oh, yeah. How many Saturdays are we on? I'm bored already.
Good grief.
What's this?
20th few weeks in the season, mate.
20th. The 20th, Mal, for Christ's sake. Really?
That's the 20th.
20th of August.
20th of August,
Nine
Ben.
More months of this rubbish.
Welcome to the 20th of August, Ben. How does it feel?
Bored already.
Right, okay, great. Well, how about you tell people what's coming up in the show?
Can I be bothered?
Don't know, mate. See if you can get through it.
Well, Marv, we've got all...
Yeah, it comes back on board.
We've got all the usual favourites, Marv. We've got the Shindig Pick of the Week.
The Shindig Pick of the Week.
We've got the song that's just playing wrong.
Yeah.
We've got the midday review at 11 a.m. We've got the quiz.
Yeah.
We've got the buffer. We've got the media review.
Yeah.
And we are live, people, live from some forecourt in North Manchester.
Ooh, just any forecourt or a specific?
No, the broadest one.
The broadest forecourt.
The broadest
forecourt, ladies and gentlemen. And if you currently are sat or stood or laid in the forecourt of Broadhurst, then you might want to get in touch, Ben. How can they do that?
You can email us. From your little grassy embankment.
Smartphones.
Ben and Marv.
Here we go.
At fcumradio.co.uk. Or course through Twitter.
Here we
by
go.
Going, I love you, Ben. Not so much you, Marv. At fcumradio.
So close again. You just peaked too early,
you,
mate.
Benny Goodman.
You just peaked.
You just hate Benny Goodman.
Showing your glory a little early, mate. That's all it is. Happens to plenty of men your age, mate. Anyway, this is the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio. Radio for FC United of Manchester. That's Ben. I'm Marv. It's the Shindig, everyone.
Shindig
Breakfast Show.
So, we're off and running.
It's started, yeah. We're happening, Ben.
In an hour and a half's time.
Oh, God.
Let me do the, housekeeping.
I'm so excited.
In an hour and a half's time, we've got Red Rebel Radio with me and Swamper. And after that, we've got FC Live, constructedcoding.com. I'm Chair Armour, bringing you FC United against Worcester City at Broadhurst Park.
What a game. What?
The
time
second game
to be alive.
The
Ben.
Second game this week, we played someone with City in the name.
I know.
It's amazing. I know.
God.
Football, eh? Already apathetic.
Yeah, this is the thing, right? I think what happens, because I'm reminded of last time the Olympics was on. I think because you properly just see like some proper athletes, like people that are just real athletes, and it's amazing some of the stuff they do. We're so just. Football's just football. It's on all the time, so it's very rare that you get totally impressed by something. It happens from time to time, you know.
I get impressed sometimes by this show, only occasionally.
Just from time to time, Ben, and I'm hoping, you know what? Today's one of those days, my friend. Oh, this is a classic Shindig, Ben. It's a classic Shindig.
You told me this before you even walked through the door.
I've been on the television. I've not been on television. I mean, I've been watching television, and... Oh, Ben, what's the greatest quiz show on TV?
The greatest quiz show on TV?
Yeah.
Probably Pointless.
Incorrect, Ben. It's Eggheads, as we all know.
No, it's not.
It's up to, Ben.
It's
Let
rubbish.
Me tell you. It's you're right, it's terrible. I'm not going to
argue. Is Daphne still with us?
You know what, Ben? It's up to Series 17, Episode 100. And that's not just Episode 100. That's 100 of Series 17, Ben. That's a lot of eggheads we've had over here.
Daphne's still on it.
She's still there, Ben. They've now got, I counted them, hang on, 8 eggheads on the show these
days. I'm not surprised doing 100 episodes a series.
That's, you know what I mean? I don't know all their names anymore. I've not seen CJ
such
for months.
A stunted quiz show, though. Nothing happens.
Ben, and that there, nothing happens. I am going to prove tonight, with the use of audio clips recorded from Eggheads, about how that is the funniest thing you can ever hear.
But nothing happens, Marv.
That is what's so great about it, Ben, and I'm going to display that tonight. It's coming up this morning in the show. I said tonight and this morning. It's because we're recording it at night.
It's Friday. It's 5 past 9 in the evening.
Show. So yes. That means, Ben, what does it mean?
Rum o'clock, Marv.
Rum o'clock, Ben. You've got your own bottle. I'm going to open mine. Hang on. Shh. Hang on. Oh, did you hear that?
What have you got there, Marv?
I've gone for the original Sailor Jerry's, Ben. Spiced the original Caribbean rum.
The one that tastes of vanilla.
It's called the original Sailor Jerry's, yeah. Ben, but I think they added the original after they removed the vanilla.
That's rubbish. It's rubbish. It's not
but
the original.
It's Sailor Jerry's. It's bold. It's 80 proof. It's smooth, Ben.
I'm drinking the Kraken.
Can we listen to you open it? Still not as good as the cork pop, but still enjoyable.
You've had this for a while. It smells very flavoursome.
Dusty. There
yes.
you go. So now I'm just going to pour that in.
All of it.
You can have all that. Yeah, there's only a little bit left in the bottle. I'm not going to have all this. That'd be madness. Some for later.
Black spiced rum.
Black spiced rum, what is it?
Kraken.
Kraken, that's right. There you go. What do you think of the bottle of Kraken?
I like it.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very... I'd be willing to spend an extra £5 for that, Marv.
Just
for the handles. Yeah, it's nice.
I don't think you need to these days, Ben. I think Kraken's fairly well priced in the majority of high street supermarkets.
Excellent.
Here's something for you. I agree that fluids taste different from depending on what vessel you have.
Yes, that's true.
A glass should be glass.
A glass bottle of Coca-Cola is dynamite.
That is a delight. Ben, you're supporting Coca-Cola.
Yeah, but on holiday, it's fair game.
On holiday, depending where I am, if I'm in a sunny destination, oddly, I like a Fanta. Where does that come from suddenly? Just once a year whenever I'm in Costa Brava.
Orangina?
Not a massive fan.
Oh, broad, Marv. Broad.
Oh, I've never tried it. Never tried it.
Yeah.
I think I had one when I went to Portugal when I was about 7, Ben. Remember that being a strong experience. The other thing about remember Portugal 7 is that we bought some milk from the local shop, walked home. By the time we got there, it curdled. It was that hot. Anyway.
Good story, Marv.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Some more good stories later in the programme. Cheers. Here we go. Little. Oh, that is good, though. I mean.
Yeah.
Not any alcohol for a while, Ben. Do you know why I'm doing this?
Because you've decided that the ball bed is too much, and now you want to go back to your original weight.
I went to the trainer.
He's got a ball bed, everyone.
I've not got a ball bed.
He's lost so much weight. He's got a ball bed.
I went to the trainer, right?
Yeah.
So we've basically got an agreement on when the days I train, I can do what I like.
Oh.
Yeah. So I kicked a duck. Thought, you know, if I can do what I like,
you kicked a duck.
Well, yeah.
What
someone's got to, Ben. Someone's got to put those ducks in their place.
Well,
do you remember the mighty ducks?
No,
they weren't mighty. They were bloody mouthy.
Tell you what, though, Marv. You wouldn't have done it to a goose, would you? Because you're scared of the geese.
Oh, God,
you?
Not a goose, Ben.
Yeah.
If I try and kick a goose, it's going to bite my ankle off.
Exactly.
Just chomp right through with its...
Could break your arm.
Yeah. With its knife-like tongue. You listen to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio. Radio for FC United Manchester. We're going to play a song now, and we're back with more stories about birds.
And other things.
And other things. Shortly.
Oh,
I know, right?
Good turtle. Song. Yeah. Did you kick a turtle? You gotta think about you. I just can't live. Gee, I think you're swell.
Do you think that's Eleanor G, I think you're swell, or Eleanor G, I think you swell.
No, I think it's. I love that song just for that moment, as well as just throwing in the word etc.
Yeah,
couldn't be bothered with all the lovey dovey stuff. Just saying etc.
You're right to draw attention to it, Ben, because there's no reason why that is not one of the greatest songs ever written. For all of those reasons and more, it's a great song.
It is. It's true. So Marv said as I walked through the door this evening, he said to me, Ben. I've got a great show for you this week. It's going to be one of those classic Shindig things. So I don't ask, I don't pry. I just sit in the chair and go, go on then, Marv, hit me with it. So, Marv, why is this going to be a classic Shindig?
Well, Ben, people will remember some of the classic Shindigs for us cheaply taking audio from the BBC and making fun of it.
MasterChef.
The MasterChef's a great example. That time on the
Bake Off
trip to the continent where they talked about... I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
But that was a great clip. You know, we've done it a lot, Ben. Do you remember the pointless when FC were on Eggheads? We did that. We did a little quiz for you that day, didn't we?
And we won.
But you beat Steve Wood.
Yeah, I beat Steve Wood.
Take that, Stevie. You like that? Woodzo. What is his name? What do we call him?
Woodzo.
It is Woodzo. Yeah. I wasn't sure if it was Woodsy.
No.
Woodza ganger.
Let's throw more out there.
That's a lot. Woodza budza. I mean, it's getting confusing.
Now we've started doing polls. More on that in a second.
Yeah.
We'll throw out.
Control of poll. We need a control poll. So, Ben, but we are going to talk this morning about Eggheads because I watched an episode this week because I thought to myself, I've got nothing else better to do. I mean, I'm getting a little bit tired of the judo, taekwondo, boxing round, which I kind of got to in the Olympics at the moment. It's good, but it's just not really grabbing me at the moment. And let's just remind ourselves of the opening of Eggheads.
These people are amongst Jeremy the greatest Vine, of course, quiz these players days, Ben. In Britain.
I miss Dermot.
Do you prefer Dermot as the host?
No.
The Eggheads, arguably the most formidable quiz team in the country. The question is, can they be beaten?
Now, they didn't used to say that, did they? Do you remember? They didn't used to say, can they be beaten? They said, the Eggheads, who will beat them?
Yeah, because that was always the annoying thing, because you're watching the show, and they just got beat, and they go, who will beat you?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that lot, you just won.
And probably someone else now that we've seen it happen once. And over the years, lots of people. Anyway, Series 17, Episode 100, Ben. A big, big episode. Let's meet the team.
Challenging the might of our quiz Goliaths today are the Black Horses from Bristol.
The Black Horses, Ben.
Name of a
this
pub.
This team of friends all regularly quiz at the Black Horse pub.
You see, you are all over this already, Ben.
Logic.
Just simple logic, isn't it?
In Gordano.
What else was it going to be? They all had a black horse?
Let's meet them.
Fans of Black Beauty.
My name's...
Here we go. Listen to this.
Mark, and I'm dispensing optician.
Mark.
Hello, I'm Pauline, and I'm a slimming consultant.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Brian, and I'm an accountant.
Good. Sound
Hello,
of that one.
I'm Anne, and I'm an airport taxi driver.
Hello, I'm Stefan, and I'm a drama teacher.
I mean, there's a lot to like about that team already, Ben, wouldn't you agree? So we had Mark... Pauline, Brian, Anne, and Stefan.
Yes.
Who did you like the sound of, Ben, out of that?
I like the accountant.
You like the accountant, Brian?
Yeah.
You liked Brian?
Because he sounded like an accountant. I also like the fact there's a swimming consultant, which basically means the person who stands by the pool and shouts red bands.
I thought...
Red bands. Get out of the pool, red bands. Time has come. Out of the pool.
I'm going to play this again because I thought it was swimming consultant. I laughed at that. That time I thought it was slimming consultant. So I'm going to play this again, Ben. We're going to find out.
Challenging the might of our quiz Goliaths today are the Black Horses from Bristol.
Why is it Black
Horses?
This
team of friends all regularly quiz at the Black Horse pub in Clapton in Gordano.
Clapton in Gordano, Ben. Have you ever been there?
No.
All right.
Let's meet them.
Hello, my name's Mark, and I'm dispensing optician.
Dispensing optician, Ben.
So you just throw the glasses away.
Throw them away! Next up, Pauline.
Hello, I'm Pauline, and I'm a slimming consultant.
Swimming.
Do you think...
swimming. Red bands! Stop weeing in the pool!
That's not consulting, Ben. That's not a swimming consultant. That's a lifeguard you're describing. A swimming consultant would probably be saying, I don't know, you probably need to paddle as opposed to just dropping to the bottom of the pool. I mean, you could try holding your breath. Anyway, Ben, we're not going to talk about Pauline, unfortunately, or Brian, the accountant. We're going to talk about Anne, the airport taxi driver.
Okay.
Now, she says it in a very funny way.
Hello, I'm Brian, and I'm an accountant.
There's Brian.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I'm an airport taxi driver.
I'm an airport taxi driver.
That sounds made up to me.
Do you think she's just made up a job?
Technically, she's unemployed. She didn't want to go on national television, so she panicked.
Yeah,
just and she went
blind panic.
She said airport, and then she thought, "No, I'm taking the mic there. I can't get away with that.
I can't get away with airport
taxi driver. I could be a taxi driver."
Airport. So you're saying that first she described herself as an airport?
She panicked.
Hello, my name's Anne. I'm an airport taxi driver.
It's exactly what happened.
He's saying that's what happened there.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing idea. Right, anyway. Now, this is Anne's first question. All right? Ben, you're going to get a chance to answer it first.
Okay.
And I just want you to answer it straight off, like you would like a normal human being, not an Egghead contestant.
Yes.
And then we're going to see. Then we're going to see how Anne answered it, Ben. And this is the most brilliant 1.5 minutes which is a ridiculous amount of time to take to answer a question. But you're going to love this. Right, here's Anne's first question. Listen closely.
OK, Anne, good luck. Would you like to go first or second, Anne?
I'd like...
What do you think she picks?
First.
Good chance.
Go first, please.
Go first.
OK. Still panicking if I'm saying airport. That's the problem.
I'm an airport.
I'm an airport.
All right, Winway.
Anne, which sauce is a traditional accompaniment to roast lamb? Apple, horseradish, or mint?
Mint.
You're going to say?
Mint.
You're going to say mint.
Yes.
Let's, Ben, find out if you're right by listening to the rest of this answer.
Well, do you know what? Raising three boys, I've tried all sorts of things with them. And just to experiment, see what they like best.
It's quite creepy so far, isn't it, Ben?
Very creepy.
Quite creepy. I've got three boys, I like to experiment on them. I'm an airport!
Well, whenever I cooked roast lamb, they always enjoyed it. Now, I know...
It's like a treat.
They wouldn't enjoy horseradish because it's quite a pecan sort of taste, very strong.
What?
So I'm going... I would
a pecan?
Probably eliminate horseradish.
Mav, pause it. What does pecan mean?
I think she's meaning spicy. It's a bit pecan. I mean, pecan is a kind of nut. But I think... I don't want to come across like a complete idiot. This is the problem. I think pecan, it could be spelled P-I-C-Q-U-A-N-T, Ben, which I think means something else. And it could be flavourful, but it's a little bit pecan.
Well, you want that with lamb, don't you?
You do want that with lamb, Ben. Let's see where Anne goes from there.
Well, we always have managed to acquire loads and loads of apples.
Just a part of a story, because one of the choices was apples. She's moved on, Ben, from horseradish, which you'd laughed over. She was saying that her... Sons find that quite...
Pecan.
Pecan, that's right. We've moved on to apples. So far, she's told you...
She picks apples.
I've never had in a situation where I haven't had lots of apples. Where does she live? In an orchard? It's the only answer, isn't it?
In the autumn, and I use apple in crumbles and...
Does she mean conkers? She means conkers.
All sorts. Now, mint... Now, when I was at university...
Here's a good story.
Go hiking a lot.
You know when people just talk and you go... This is going to be a good story. Yeah.
And when we saw lambs in the field...
Oh, right. Yeah. What happened to the lambs?
To taunt these poor lambs and sheep, my hiking companions would always shout...
What would they do?
Mint sauce! Mint sauce!
Oh, it's just the same old story that everyone tells about lambs. It's a shame.
Terrify the lambs.
Is she going to pick apples?
The lambs always ignored them, and I don't know why.
Still talking.
So, I'm actually going to choose mint.
So that is, Ben, a full minute in an answer.
Is the right answer. Poor lamb.
All the way through that, Ben, the best thing about all the way through is the eggheads are all looking at each other going, what is she doing? You can see a couple of them start laughing. Judith, she leans over to one of the others and goes, what's she doing? You can see her mouth do that. It's amazing.
Very good.
Very good. Anyway, Kevin's first question.
Okay, Kevin, what type of vegetable is a mange tout? Pea, onion, or carrot?
A mange tout is a pea.
Just get straight at it.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it, Anne. Take that. Right? And they like that, Ben. And then Jeremy makes a joke with Kevin's help. And what I want to know from you, Ben, is what this means.
Okay.
I've tried analysing this joke a lot, Ben, and I can't. So I'm handing over to you and maybe the listener.
Oh, the pressure. Okay.
Are you listening?
I'm listening.
I'm going to play this clip all the way through, no pausing. All right? Here we go.
That was a bit more matter of fact.
Yeah.
You haven't gone around taunting peas or anything like that?
No, no. I mean, there are quite a few vegetables I would like to taunt, but...
There are a few vegetables that I'd like to taunt. Explain the joke to me, please, Ben. Is it sexual?
I don't know.
I don't know. But Jeremy laughs at it.
Awkwardly.
Awkwardly, Ben, that's right. Which made me come up with this little fine gem called the Vine Laugh.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's all that does, yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it again?
No.
Oh, he'd be great at parties, wouldn't he? He'd be great. Anyway, Ben, I was still going through it. The quiz is still happening. We're amazingly like 15 minutes in the program and Anne's only answered one question. Here we go. Here's a second question.
Which British chef devised a famous signature dish of bacon and egg ice cream? Heston Blumenthal, Nigella Lawson, or Jamie Oliver?
Oh, hello, you all right? That rum's got the better of you, hasn't it?
It's Heston.
Heston Blumenthal.
Yeah.
You pretty confident about that?
Yeah, because he's the one who does all the making weird stuff.
Exactly. It's Heston Blumenthal. We all know it's Heston Blumenthal. Yeah. Anyone that knows anything about food and drink, and if you put yourself forward for a round...
I don't even know what pecan means, Matt, but I'm aware of Heston Blumenthal, exactly. Yeah.
Now, Ben, let's see again how Anne takes on this question. Okay. And this, Ben, is probably the most boring television that's going to be available this year.
Will it be more entertaining radio?
I have no idea, Ben. It's a great experiment like she likes to do on her kids. All right? Here's Anne.
Bacon and egg ice cream. Now, this is reminds me again of when I was raising my poor boys.
Here we go.
Because I had an ice cream maker, and I used to make all sorts of different flavours of ice cream for them. And I started off with cauliflower flavour. It wasn't really, it was vanilla, but I called it cauliflower flavour because it frothed up the cauliflower. And these poor boys, and they enjoyed the cauliflower ice cream. So Heston Blumenthal...
Vanilla ice cream!
I've heard of, but I'm not sure what he did.
So she's ruled out Heston. Take note. She's ruled out Heston very early
doors. Like that?
Just like that. Never heard of him. It's not him.
Nigella Lawson, I have great respect for her because she's about the same age as me and she's a...
Let's be having you!
She's all sorts of wonderful...
Where are you?
Recipes.
That's not Nigella Lawson, Ben. That's the other...
Oh, that's the other female cook.
That's right. Just, it's those two, Ben. There are no others.
Her cakes. Jamie Oliver, I've got great respect for...
Oh, Mary Berry!
Mary Berry!
...as well because he does so much for improving... The diet of children.
Oh, God. So she's now moving on to how great Jamie Oliver is.
In schools, and he makes cooking really fun.
Unlike eggheads.
So Nigella's cakes are really fun because they're fabulous cakes, but I don't think somehow she would experiment with bacon and egg ice cream. I think it's more of a real wacky fun sort of thing to do. I'd love to know a bit more about Heston Blumenthal. When I get home, I'm going to research him.
I would.
So, I'm going to go for Jamie Oliver.
Jamie Oliver is the wrong answer. Oh.
Jeremy Vine is so relieved. He doesn't even ask her if she's sure.
Is that the end?
It's the wrong answer. Let's move right along.
Normally say, is that the answer? Oh, he just went, is that the end?
Question three.
El Bulli, voted the world's best restaurant 5 times by Restaurant Magazine, was located in which part of Spain? It's El Bulli, B-U-L-L-I. And is it Madrid, Seville, or the Costa Brava?
What do you think? It's not your specialist subject,
no.
Is it?
Costa Brava?
If it was capital cities of the world, Ben.
Right, Madrid, innit?
You'd be nailing this.
Costa Brava.
That's the correct answer.
You know why I said that?
Why is that?
Because it's the only one that isn't obvious.
Well, there you go. Interesting. Interesting way... It's your own logic.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's see how Anne approached it, shall we? I mean, so
far... This is Anne's question.
This is Anne's question.
I thought this was...
Now, I've skipped over Kevin's question. They're very boring answers still. I just couldn't bring myself to put it all on. But here's Anne.
Well, because Costa Brava is so popular with people who like maybe cheap holidays...
At that point, right...
That's not Costa Brava.
At that point, Barry rolls his eyes...
Costa Brava's quite nice, isn't it? It's quite hilly and...
Yeah, I think that's what Barry was doing with his eye roll. He was looking over all the hills and mountaintops available in Costa Brava at very expensive prices.
And Seville and Madrid have a reputation for great culture.
I mean, it's got ridiculous, hasn't it? The answers that these people give, Ben.
Well, they have to fill for time, don't they? They're encouraged by the producers to fill
Not
for time.
Not this much time!
Well, and history and art.
Oh, my God, she just said arse.
I'm wondering if perhaps people who are more interested in the great culture would be interested in the fantastic restaurants. I hope I'm not offending half of
you are.
The world's population by saying these.
Where's she coming with that line from?
Just Spain.
I hope I'm not offending half of the world's population. I mean, that's also assuming that half of the world's population watched Series 17, Episode 100 of the Eggheads. Was it the Black Horses? Is that what they were called? Black horses.
I think I'm going to choose between Madrid or Seville. I think I'll choose Seville.
Thank God she got to the end. But no, she got it wrong, Ben. And that was Eggheads this week. I, hasn't it just come far enough?
Yes, I told you that. What series was this? 700. I told you that, Marv. At series 4.
If they've done just 100 episodes in every series, that's...
But this is the thing, we're pointless.
1,700 episodes.
We're pointless with the chase, with Deal or No Deal, with Eggheads. They've got to do 5 shows a week. And they've got to do 5 shows a week for 6 months. And then they have a month off and then they're back again. They've got to churn it out, Marv.
It's tiring, Ben.
It is.
It's and hard watching
and
that.
There's nothing exciting about it. But then again, if they came up with a kind of wacky concept like, I don't know, Steel or Shaft or whatever it was called. With
Steel or Shaft?
Was the thing with Share or Shaft? That one with Kilroy.
Share or Steel? Oh, you mean... Do you mean Golden Balls?
No, Golden Balls was something else. But Golden Balls was again, something watchable because the presenter was...
I couldn't because of the way the people were with each other.
That's true too.
I couldn't watch that one.
The only one that's bearable, because I found the chase too long-winded, the only one that's bearable is Pointless. Because Pointless is... At least the every round's a bit different. You don't know what's coming up. And at least the presenters are watchable. Whereas Jeremy Vine behind a desk with those boring people on either side of him. Yeah. There's nothing there, Mav. Just questions and answers.
There is one amazing episode of Golden Balls. Have you seen this? The famous clip of the ending of Golden Balls.
No.
Where, you remember how it works?
Yes.
There's the money there.
If they both say steal, then they both lose out. If one of them says steal, then one of them gets it. Share... They share it.
Split it right down the middle, exactly. So there are two guys in the final, and one guy turns to the other one and says, right, you know they've got like a short amount of time to discuss this, haven't they? He said, right, let me tell you this. I'm going to show Steel. Right? I'm going to show Steel. Right? So you have to show Share, otherwise we're both going to lose the money. Right? I am going to show Steel. And so the guy goes, what? He's just stunned. He says, but... Why are you going to steal the money? So I will give you half after the program.
Oh.
I'll give you the half, but this guarantees that we're going to walk away with the full money. We're not going to get messed up in any games or anything like that. We're going to take the full money, and I guarantee you, I'll give you my word, I'll give you half backstage. And the guy goes, well, why do you just show Share? And we both commit to Share, and then it's the same outcome. It's just none of the, what are you doing? And he goes, no, seriously, because, you know, you might steal. If I get convinced and go Share, you might then steal it and just run away with all the money. This is a guarantee. So the guy is just like all over the place. He doesn't know what to make of this at all. And Carrot says, right, you got to pick. So they each pick their cards. And the first guy very confidently picks his card and sits there all out with it. I'm picking Steel. So make your decision. The guy is looking at his cards, stunned. And he picks one card up and goes, right. Okay. And kind of puts it down, and Jasper Carrot says, you ready? He goes, no. And he picks it up again, and then puts the other one down. So he's changed his mind, right? And he goes, right, show your cards. And they both show Share. The guy that was saying steal from the start was just doing some weird morality test. And they both walked away with half the money.
Nice.
He cried. It was an unbelievable moment. It's available on YouTube, everyone. Go and check it out.
But you don't get that on Eggheads.
No, and that's the point of the story. Thank you, Ben.
Well, hello. Good afternoon and welcome, FCers, from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio. Radio for FC United of Manchester. And this is the Shindig Community Guide. I'm Ben. He's Marv.
Hello.
And over the course of the next 10 minutes or so... We're going to be bringing you all the latest community news and events taking place across this great conurbation of ours. Obviously, next week, it's the weekend, and, well, there's stuff happening. And we've got our fingers on the pulse, dear listener.
That's right.
And we're going to be bringing you all that stuff.
Wait, Ben.
Yes.
Ben, yeah. I can't find Manchester's pulse. I can't find it, Ben. I think the community might be dead, Ben. How can we bring it back to life? By giving it mouth-to-mouth community news. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I am breathing community news back into the community lungs that is Greater Manchester. That's what we're here to achieve, everybody. We're bringing it back to life.
I thought you were going to say vote Jeremy Corbyn.
Oh,
vote Corbyn? Can we say that?
Vote Corbyn? I can say it, yeah.
So, over the course of the next 10 minutes, we've got community events like festivals.
Oh.
Festivals.
Oh.
And another festival.
Oh.
If you'd like
festival to, season's in, Ben.
That's right. If you'd like to publicise your community event, why not get in touch with us, the trusted hands of Ben and Marv.
That's right.
Ben and Marv at fcumradio.co.uk. Or, of course, you could tweet us with your community event by tweeting us, hey, community event at fcumradio. This is the Community Guide with Ben and Marv.
Thank you.
Community.
That was like the end of a children's TV show.
The problem I have with this setup we've got here is because you're bigger than me, right?
I'm losing a lot of weight, Ben, so...
No, I don't mean...
Not for long, mate.
I don't mean that in that regard.
Don't be nasty about it.
You're taller than me. You've got bigger arms than I have.
Oh, I've got a much bigger span, yeah.
Exactly. The desk is miles away.
Just wheel your way over. You got to use...
But now I'm miles away from the computer.
Well, the trackpad, Ben, can be moved anywhere you like. Can it? You can move that. Find your own space with it. That's it. Really get comfy over there. You got to use leg muscles over there, of course, Ben, because otherwise you just slip down the track there into the corridor, don't you?
Shall we have the first community event?
All right. We've moved on very quickly. You get bored of my story?
That's right.
Which presenter shall I do the voice of?
Marv.
Oh. No.
Oh, Barry Norman.
Barry Norman?
Yes.
Got it. Can you translate that for? Thanks.
Yes. The Starburst Film Festival. This is taking place at the Manchester Metropolitan Student Union.
And the popularity is red hot. That's right. Between the 26th and the 28th of August, a full 3-day weekend pass. One, two, three. £75 for a day pass. £25.50 in family for Saturday tickets.
That's wrong.
£75 for two adults and two children. £103 for 12 children and no adults. £62 for one really, really big child.
Boris Johnson. A weekend pass is £75. Day passes are £25.50. That's very precise. And a family Saturday ticket. That's two adults and up to two children. Sorry, little tiny Joshua, you can't come.
That's it. Leave the youngest one at home, Ben.
Brilliant. £45. You can purchase your tickets at starburstfilmfest.co.uk. What's going on at this film festival, Marv?
Let me tell you, Ben, it's a beautifully curated film festival by day and a riotous party by night. Starburst International Film Festival is the ultimate summer celebration for film and genre fans. A shared cultural experience and a mecca, Ben. A mecca. I said mecca, where fans of cult entertainment can get together and have an absolute blast, starting with the launch party on Friday and culminating in the official Starburst Fantasy Awards. 2016, to be held on Sunday evening, ending with a final blowout we can all share together. That is the Ribbity Rap Party, Ben.
So that's the Starburst Film Festival taking place at the Man Met Student Union.
There's 3 days of special features, over 70 film screenings, there's comic book workshops, meet and greet opportunities, which is basically just strangers in a room. That's what that means.
Is anyone famous going to turn up for this?
Hello?
Probably not.
Hello, I'm Alan.
I was an extra in Red Dwarf Series 6, which nobody liked.
I'm single but enthusiastic. Anyone looking to maybe go for a coffee or a cocktail if you're feeling a bit
amorous?
I'm Alan, so
but my friends call me Al.
Call me Al. Yes, got it. Oh, God, that joke occurred to me as soon as said Alan, and I really had to go around the houses to get there, Ben. You really helped me.
I'm here
to
help you,
Marv. That's a great, great sign of a teamwork that is effective radio, Ben.
Now, the next event is taking place not quite in the conurbation of Manchester, but it's still technically Greater Manchester. You'll all be voting for Andy Burnham in the mayoral elections in this part of Greater Manchester. And it's now time for this piece of community news from the town, otherwise known as
Bolton. Oh, the Food and Drink Festival at Bolton Central Library and Bolton Museum. Where? It's in Bolton. The popularity for this event, Ben, is mildly tasty.
You've made that one up, haven't you? Yeah, that's ridiculous, isn't it, Ben?
You got a little bit carried away with super hot at the top and you thought, this is a good idea. Bolton Central Library and Museum as part of Bolton's Food and Drink Festival. We've got a fantastic daily programme of children's activities from joining the Grow Gang to visiting the wonderful world of Willy Wonka. That's
Willy Wonka.
See website homepage for more details, Ben. What is that website? What is the website,
just
Ben?
Couldn't find it.
What's the website?
Oh, it's not listed.
You've not listed it, Ben. You've listed the words. See the website homepage.
www.foodanddrinkfestival@bolton.com.
Hang on, that's not
forward slash
what?
Andy Burnham for mayor.
Okay. Oh, that's happening. Oh, it's happening between Friday the 26th of August and Monday the 29th. That's Friday the 26th of August, 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Saturday 27th of August, it stays open later, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Sunday, shorter again. That's 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. And then on Monday, same again as both Friday and Sunday, 11 till 3 p.m. A lot of numbers, a lot of details, but it's in Bolton. Do you think Adam Bolton's ever been to Bolton?
I don't think he would
associate himself
with anywhere north of Watford.
That's a shame. There's a lot of good things in the north, Ben.
There is. Like you and me.
Yeah, and Laura Trott.
So, that is the end of the show, Marv.
What? The end of the show?
Well, the end of the community guide.
We only do... It feels like normally it goes on for a lot longer than that, Ben.
Top of the hour. We've done some solid jokes. It's been well worth the 10 minutes we've spent on this. And it's now time for our last piece of community news.
Ow! That really hurt.
Finally!
Oh, there's a punky reggae party festival, Ben.
Yay!
That's a punky reggae party festival.
Yay! At the most unpunky venue.
Well, Ben, anywhere's a punk venue, Ben, if your heart's in the right place, my friend.
What, cricket club?
Yeah, granted, it's a fair point. It's happening at Burnage Cricket and Social Club. And the popularity for this event, Ben, is...
Jamming,
that's right. It's an annual two-day festival to be held on August 26th and 27th, 2016. It's the bank holiday weekend in Burnage, central Manchester. Walking distance from Studentland. What? Is that the name of like the new Trafford Centre?
It's the Oxford Road Corridor. That's what they call it.
We aim to promote new music and unity. Corridor, nice word. Thanks. There are two stages, indoor and outdoor, along with a vibrant craft / holistic marketplace. So what is a holistic marketplace?
Just loads of lights.
I've seen a virtual marketplace.
It's now time to welcome our special guest on this week's show, Jack White.
Hey, Ben. I was thinking about going to Burlington, but I thought I can't go to Burlington because I can't really pretend that I'm from there and people will spot me as Jack White and they'll say, Jack, welcome to Burlington.
Thank you, Jack.
I like the time you played at Burlington City Pavilion. Oh no, we're not a city, are we? We're just a town. I'm Jack White.
Thank you, Jack.
See you guys.
Bye, Jack. This has been the Community Guide here with Ben and Marv. And you take care, yo. Bye-bye.
Community.
I think Jack White's your finest impression.
Thanks, mate.
I really do.
Really accurate. That's the thing about it. It's so... Like, just, like, right on the money.
But strange that I think I could go out for a drink with Jack White and happily spend time with him, whereas the guy who you do an impression of, I don't think I could stand more than 5 minutes.
No.
Couldn't hear him in a bar, could you? Little tiny little man.
I think despite the quietness of the voice, Ben, it would pierce through any sound that's around.
I just don't know what to do with myself.
Blindingly loud, Jack. Can you just sing it at a slightly lower octave?
No, I can't.
Now, at this stage, we need to smoothly swap chairs, Marv, because you need to come back into the...
Now, Ben, I've got an idea.
Yes?
How about you start telling people about the Shindig poll that's out there?
Oh, good idea. So, dear listener at home, it's finally happened, people. After weeks of cynicism and slight mardy tones, we can reveal that the FCM Radio Twitter feed, Poll of Polls, is now officially open! Da, 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 da. That's right, people. If you head over to Twitter at FCUM Radio and look at the top tweet on Twitter, you will see a poll. And the poll is basically there to ask the question, what should be our new desktop?
That's right, Ben. What should be our new desktop? It's a great question. That is a great question.
That was very
smooth. And Ben's right. After weeks, weeks of promising, every time you use these headphones, you break them, all right? I fix them every time they come back. And every time you use them, you break them. What is that about, Ben?
Sorry, Mav.
So the poll's out, ladies and gentlemen. Right. You can vote on it.
So do you want me to track where we are? Now, obviously, it's 10 o'clock on Friday night at time of recording.
What time did you launch it?
I launched it about 7-ish. I think it was about 7. And, right, let's see where we're up to with this poll. I can reveal, Mav.
Yeah.
At time of recording.
Yeah.
We have 13 votes with 22 hours and 12 minutes left of the poll.
Ooh.
This evening's poll, we need a new desktop for our radio computer, and we're looking for a theme. So your options are Nice Boats, 15%.
Nice Boats has got 15%. People really want that, Ben.
Mosaics, 39%.
39% for Mosaics? Boom! I thought you were going to change Mosaics to Pete.
No.
Okay.
I thought it was too much of a leap for the people who don't listen to the show.
Fair enough.
46% Mario Kart.
46. No, not far in the lead, Ben, but Mario Kart taking just a enough. Early lead.
Maybe if Mosaics or Nice Boats just throws a banana in the general direction of Mario Kart.
Nice. Not time for the red shell just yet.
No. Save it.
Yeah.
And Star Trek, nil point.
No points for Star Trek. No, that's a surprise. Yeah. I thought we'd have quite the Trekkie audience.
Now, Mav, where do you want to start? Do you want to start with just general media, or do you want to start with the Olympic coverage?
I've got a lot to talk about the Olympics, so let's leave that to the end.
Okay, so let's start with some prequels, some remakes that are happening.
Well, no, let's start with Robot Wars, Ben. Do we not always start with Robot Wars?
It's now time for the Shindig Does Robot Wars.
Another
review.
Great week, Ben, where someone yet again turned up with a robot that wasn't made out of stuff hard enough. What was it? Fiberglass.
It was a turtle.
It was a turtle, yeah.
Yeah.
And just, again, someone else turning up with a robot that just didn't work.
Transpires that kind of material, fiberglass, isn't very heavy. Therefore, if you've got a flipper robot, you can send the bloody thing into orbit.
Yeah, to the moon. Yeah, to the moon, Alice! Bloody right.
Yeah, so
there was another great episode, thoroughly enjoyable with the flipping of the house robots.
Yeah.
You don't get to see that very much at all. That's a great robot. Those things are heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord. And I counted them out. Apollo, I think it was. I decided very early doors. I thought it was a very hard look for the young lad. That was 16, but he'd been fighting robots since he was 6. Because they did very well all the way through, but just didn't win.
I think what might be a good idea is that they have a wild card round. Because obviously, this is all filmed over one weekend, you could tell, because they're all there in the same hangar. I reckon at the end, before they get to the final shows, they should have a Royal Rumble. Literally, the last robot standing.
You'd have to do that after the final, Ben. You can't do that before.
No,
the final.
To get into the wild card. A wild card.
Oh,
entry.
I see. Right. Okay. Right.
Last minute. Last ditch.
That, Ben, is a great idea.
Just a total.
That's a great idea.
20 robots, big battle royal right there.
That is an absolutely great idea. So, Killer Lot's on cleanup duty. So, when a robot dies, he just lifts him out of the arena and drops him out. There you go.
Perfect.
Ben, that is one of the best ideas you've ever had. If the BBC don't do that, they are just fools.
Now, Mav.
Smarter men than you and I, Ben, sit in that room and discuss the Robot Wars format. If they've not had that idea, Ben, pity them, Ben. Pity them.
Now, the BBC do come up with good ideas, but then again, they do come up with bad ideas.
Both sides, yeah.
Both sides of the same coin, more times than not. And Keeping Up Appearances, as a sitcom, has aged quite well compared to some of the sitcoms from the same era. Like, I saw an episode of Men Behaving Badly the other week, Mav. My God, it is absolutely terrible.
What, the old one?
The original one? The original one. It is awful.
Is it?
It is really bad.
What's so bad about it?
It's not funny in the slightest.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, it's just
really
not aged.
Well.
It was great.
Yeah.
9:30 on a Thursday night. It was great. But it's just not aged well. Whereas
Keeping Up Appearances has aged.
Yeah,
well.
you because it's the format.
It's the one with Bouquet.
Yeah, the format of it and the characters, you've seen them before in every single film, black and white comedy film or whatever. You know
even Oslo.
Even I've not seen him before. You've seen these characters before.
I've seen him in Popeye.
And the stories work, right? It's the same story every week.
It's classic.
Right? It's classic. The whole thing, it works.
It ain't broke.
We're living in a time now where The Magnificent Seven's getting remade, Marv.
Don't, Ben.
And you know, there's no reason to remake The Magnificent Seven. It's a magnificent film, right? We all know it. Just leave it be.
Leave it alone.
So, keeping up appearances, they're going to have a full series of a prequel where Kerry Howard will be channeling Patricia Routledge.
Routledge.
Done her trick.
Yeah.
As a young hyacinth.
Right, okay.
So there you go. That's not going to work at all.
Well, at least they're not doing... No, you're right. It's not going to work at all. I was going to say they're going to make the same mistake that Open All Hours made, but have they brought anything back successfully?
No.
So why don't they just stop?
I'm trying to think of anything they brought back that's been successful. Robot Wars.
Yeah, it's not really the same kind of genre, is it? I mean, that...
A comedy that they brought back.
Because they've done it quite a lot.
I can't think of one.
Give it up. Give it up, BBC.
Comedy only works for that era.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a great point.
Only works for that era. Now, the BBC, it's going to get worse because Are You Being Served is being remade.
I've heard about... This is sitcom season.
It's being remade for the BBC. And Porridge sequel is also being made.
I don't even know what to make of all this, Ben.
I don't know what to make of it.
I never really watched Porridge. I think that was a little before my time.
I don't find Porridge funny.
I don't really find
Are You Being Served funny.
No, neither.
My mum, though, laughs at Are You Being Served.
Yeah.
Really laughs. Like, proper belly laughs at the whole thing. Never stops laughing. Probably why I don't like it, because I couldn't hear it over her laugh.
Yeah.
Top Gear will be back, and it's... Matt LeBlanc is looking very, 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 very...
Lonely?
Very likely to return for the next series, but there's no word yet on who his co-stars are going to be.
Didn't really go very well, did it?
No, it didn't. It didn't go well.
Bit of a damp squib.
So, bad news for Channel 4, Mav.
Oh, yeah?
Moving away from all that. Channel 4 and Noel Edmonds' Deal or No Deal is ending after 11 years.
Yeah!
And the good news, there's going to be a farewell tour.
Yes.
So the show is winding up. They've suddenly realised that there's only so many boxes you can open before people go. There's no logic to the show.
Turns out that number was in the millions, though, Ben.
So to celebrate the show's lasting success, Deal or No Deal will also be embarking on a nationwide tour at the end of the year. Noel will be packing up all the 22 red boxes and his telephone as he takes the shows to audiences across the country, to such places as
Newcastle
and
Manchester
and
Nottingham
and
Warwick
and you've not named one seaside town. What have you got against seaside towns?
I was just thinking I'm not named a seaside town. Whitby.
So he's going from Newcastle to Manchester to Nottingham to Warwick and then back to Whitby. That's a weird trip. Anyway, so I'm so annoyed with you. David Suchet, or otherwise known as Poirot, or Poirot, as my dad would call him, trying to be funny.
Clever.
Is going to be in the new series of Doctor Who, and he's going to be called The Landlord.
Has this character appeared before?
I don't know.
Do you think he's the landlord of the TARDIS?
No. He's been upstairs the whole time? The details are shrouded in mystery at the moment. Basically, he looks like he owns a property, which kind of makes sense, given that his name is the landlord.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Done, Digital Spy, for putting two and two together and coming up with four.
Very clever.
So we're going to move on to the sport in a second, but just a couple more things for the BBC. Strictly.
Yeah.
The lineups are slowly coming through now. Anastasia's the latest one.
Really?
Yes. Because obviously that one song she's got has basically run out of steam.
Finally, after what, 15 years, people have stopped listening to
Naga Munchetti from BBC Breakfast. Not a fan. Daisy Lowe.
She's very wooden, Ben. She's quite wooden with her jokes and her humanity.
Daisy Lowe is going to be on it.
Ben, she's a really good robot, if that's what it is, because she's really, convincing. dressing
and
room.
She's made out of fiberglass, which means you can literally just flip her out of the arena. Yeah, Daisy Lowe is going to be in it, as is Danny Mack from Hollyoaks, and Louise Redknapp is going to be famous for being a dancer rather than being married to Jamie Redknapp.
Not seen her on TV for a while, Ben.
Wonder why.
We'll find out.
And Melvin Adoom, who's a KISS FM DJ, so one of our rivals, Marv. Mm. Yeah, they never rang us.
What's his name?
Melvin Adoom.
Malvin?
Melvin.
Melvin?
Melvin.
It's getting worse. Is it Mulvin?
So, and lastly, before we get on to the Olympics, Match of the Day's ratings soared last week purely because Gary Lineker did the show, the opening link of the show, in football shorts.
Yeah, it wasn't strictly pants, was it?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But for a man in his 50s, Marv, he's got a good chest on him.
Well, he did. Yeah, he's been working out quite a lot, and you would, wouldn't you, if you saw that coming? I mean, it's kind of unbelievable that came off.
What, his top?
No. Come on. The prediction. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
But from pants to emails, Ben, we have had an email this week from a listener. I don't think he's been in touch before. His name's Peter Radcliffe.
Don't recognise that name. Oh, from Mark and Ladd?
No, I assume it's Peter from Radcliffe.
Oh, I thought we were going to get an email from Six Music then asking us, do you want a job?
Oh, no, it's definitely not that, Ben. Let me read it to you. Dear Ben and Marv, I usually scoff at those who peruse the tables this early in the season. However, and that's right, Ben, it's FC talk. However, after the fine victory against Stockport, I found myself on Saturday morning being inexorably drawn to the league table tab on FC's website. Ben, I think the first email we've ever had with the word inexorably.
And tab.
Hmm. Out of habit derived from last season's efforts, I started from the bottom of the table and swiftly worked my way up. Yes, 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 we were second, says Peter. Okay, so the rest of the teams had yet to play their third game, but this did not stop me from celebrating with a cup of tea and a homemade chocolate-covered Rice Krispie cake, Ben. Do you ever make homemade chocolate-covered Rice Krispie cakes?
Cornflakes are made, and I put honey in it, Marv, and Laura went, don't do that, that's horrible. We want maple syrup. I went, no, honey really works. At the end of it all, Marv, honey did work because it gives you a nice soft centre in the cornflake cake.
You could try nougat. We sure know how to party in Lincolnshire. Gentlemen, I'm sure what the listener would like to know is, should FC continue with their current form, at what point in the season are you two going to commit to presenting the shindig in only your underpants?
A better question is, when will you start wearing clothes during the Shindig Breakfast Show? That is a better question.
My son, Tom, thinks that you must do this all the time anyway. Well done, Tom. Mm-hmm. How can Tom hear that I don't have any clothes on? Yeah, it's weird.
It is weird.
When I mentioned this suggestion to Cheryl, don't know who Cheryl is, but I've never heard from Peter before.
She's the one who clamped down on him getting in touch with us because he was a bit much.
Sorry, I thought we were carrying on the joke that we don't know who this email's from.
Oh, yeah, I don't know who Cheryl is.
Thank you, Ben. I mentioned this suggestion to
Pete.
Cheryl. She uttered only two words. Broke back and mountain, Ben. Discuss.
I've never seen the film.
No, me neither. Didn't really like Jake Gyllenhaal.
I don't think he's made a good film in a while. There, I've said it.
I kind of liked that one where he was like dead but in space and on a
Source
train.
Source Code,
yeah.
That was good.
2010-ish, was that?
Yeah, that was the last good film he's made.
Yeah, the boxer one wasn't great.
No, Zodiac was brilliant.
That was before that, wasn't it? Yeah. I mean, that was even longer ago now. Zodiac was probably his best.
Wow. Donnie Darko.
He's also finished it with an acronym, Ben.
Oh, okay.
Which is,
let me just write this down on a piece of paper. So
it's not very long.
You can play it at home.
Okay. So Pete said, broke back and mountain, E-O Pete.
Ears off.
Ears off Pete.
Because he's writing to us wearing one of those earmuff things, those big earmuffs.
To be fair, Ben.
So he can really channel Ben and Marv. Because we're wearing headsets, you see.
Yeah.
So earmuffs off.
Yeah, I mean, I think of all the things that you could have guessed, I think ears off is going to be really quite far down the potential list, I'd suggest.
What have you got then?
Everything's okay. Pete, just reassuring us that everything's fine, which is, you know.
Reassuring.
It is reassuring.
It's now time for a bit of our Olympics coverage now.
That's right.
We've enjoyed the Olympics.
Join in at home. We're going to go all the way through. Yes, man.
Just 10 minutes to FC Live. Anyway, so.
So the Olympics is back.
Yeah, the Olympics has been on for a while now.
Oh, God, that was
and,
good.
And, well, the shopping trolley has been... They finally worked out what the shopping trolley is all about.
Oh, yeah?
You've seen the BBC coverage where they're wheeling around the shopping trolley? Apparently, that shopping trolley is now with the corporation. It's actually a proper piece of equipment that's been with the channel since the Russian Winter Olympics. Dan Walker's been a sensation, in my humble opinion, on his little BBC4 shift.
Yeah, he's doing Anthony Worrell Thompson watch.
Yes.
Which is basically some man on the beach which barely looks like Anthony Worrell Thompson.
He had a hen party come on a couple of nights ago where the bride came on the teller and nearly propositioned Dan Walker.
Yeah.
Which was almost inappropriate, but quite fitting for the mood of the show.
He's done a great job. Leon from the diving did a great job. Eddie Butler with the rugby did a great job. Matt Baker, always worth the shout out. I liked the cycling commentary, but Chris Boardman, I think, wasn't great. I would rather hear Chris Hoy these days now, after hearing Chris Hoy do the BMX commentary. I think
isn't the BMX quite violent?
Yeah, well, I heard the English lad talking, the British lad talking about it today, and he was saying actually he was a bit disappointed because they went over there for some competitions earlier this year, and they were all very vocal about how the corner needed changing, otherwise they were going to end up with lots of accidents. And they said, fine, we will. And they turned up and it hadn't been changed, and they've had a lot of accidents.
Just lastly on Dan Walker, there was a scene a couple of nights ago where it appeared like a couple were engaging in what can only be described as
oh,
yes,
right,
on the beach behind Dan Walker.
That's a shame.
And it transpires now they were just reading a book in a very strange
just
position.
Just rooting around in the sand.
So Claire Balding's been great. Chapman's been great.
You're absolutely right.
They've all been great.
I think there is one soft spot.
Inverdale.
He's just not good anymore. I mean, you know, there's this thing where people kind of hand back to each other over the studios and all that kind of stuff. And there's always this slight weird delay because it's not brilliantly timed for live reasons. You know, so I'm going to hand back to the studio.
Oh, me? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
That's what I'm talking about, like that. Right? But it happens to Inverdale a lot. So I just think he's not great at timing the ends of his sentences. Like when they're counting down to going back to, you know, clearly someone's behind the camera going 3, 2, 1, etc. And he's just not very good at that.
But I think people around him, like Steve Redgrave, clearly doesn't like him.
That is amazing. That came across very strongly. Redgrave seemed to really lose
his
patience.
Andy Murray doesn't like him.
Did you see, there was a really good bit with Redgrave where there was a really good race, and I think it was a Dutch guy that won it. And they were talking about it and analysing it. And Inverdale never looks in whoever he's talking to's eyes. He's always looking around. And I appreciate there's a journalist in him and all that. But he's waiting for the races to come past. And the Dutch guy comes past. He says, oh, well, here comes the winner now. And we'll have a quick chat with him. And Steve says, no, I don't think... Oh. And he kind of looks in his face and says, oh, you've just gone ahead and done it. And so Inverdale starts saying, so you've won the Olympic gold. Congratulations. How did you feel about it? And he, yeah, you know, really, really happy about it. Redgrave steps in and says, sorry, John, we can't do this. We should let him go to his own country's TV station first.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's just bad manners. Oh, yeah, Redgrave. You've gone from top of my ladder to top of the ladder.
And speaking of top of the ladder, Jason Kenny's there now.
Yeah.
He's a Bolton lad. I would love it, Marv, if he doesn't get a knighthood.
I'd love it.
He's surrounded by people with knighthoods. I'd love it if he says... Nah, you're all right.
There's been a lot of great things about the Olympics, but the fact that they forgot to put a camera on for the final of Kenny's final in the Omnium and what the hell they call that amazing race where they weren't allowed to go past the back of the bike wheel, but they stopped it twice. Did someone go past the back? Let's check the camera. What's that?
What camera?
Dave, you were supposed to put the camera on. No, John said he was going to do it. So anyway, I we've only got a minute left.
Yes.
I think I've had some strong thoughts. Then they should get rid of football. I appreciate that it's not going to happen, but it's just I've had enough of football. Bringing esports to replace it, so you fill a stadium still. That's my thought. Unfortunately, I'd get rid of taekwondo and judo, and I'm sorry, Jay Jones, but it's just not interesting enough.
Why?
I just don't enjoy it enough compared to the sports.
But you don't.
So I've been thinking about other sports to bring in.
Did you see the final?
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
Baseball.
What about basketball?
Basketball, great. And just more sports which are synchronized.
I've got it. Catchphrase.
Catchphrase is a great idea. Synchronized catchphrase. I'm not really sure how that would work, but you know what? I'd watch it.
Oh, and darts.
Darts as well, yeah. Anyway, that's been the Shindig Breakfast Show. That was our Olympic review. Tune in next week for more Shindig Glory with Ben and Marv. Probably the best finish we've ever done.